Hello, my name is Jessica Dockstader, and I'm a research specialist at the CNA Institute for Public Research and the outreach coordinator for the BWC TGA program. We have found that agencies benefit greatly from direct regular support from a TGA team consisting of a training and technical assistance lead and analyst assigned to work with them throughout their BWC implementation process, a meeting with other sites, assistance with policy development, and other resources and ongoing TTA. We conducted brief one-on-one interviews with our BWC TTA leads to allow each site in the broader policing community a chance to learn about their expertise. Please enjoy this BWC TTA lead feature.
My name is Mike White, and I'm a professor in the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at Arizona State University. And I'm the co-director of training and technical assistance for the program. I got involved with body-worn cameras, I think it was late 2013. The Diagnostic Center, which was a technical assistance component of the Department of Justice, asked me to write a report on body-worn cameras. And this was before anyone knew where Ferguson was. So I wrote that report, and it just kind of laid out all the issues involved with body-worn cameras and looked at a little bit of research that had been done by then. And then that was published in early 2014. And then, of course, after Ferguson and some other very controversial incidents, the federal government kind of went all in on police body-worn cameras as a response to the crisis in police community relations. So that's kind of how I got involved with the project.
Great, thank you. So can you tell me what is your top advice for sites?
You know, the one piece of advice that I always start with if a chief asks me about body-worn cameras is that they have to answer the why question. Why do they want to adopt body-worn cameras? What is the chief's primary goal or the department's primary goal? And that could be any number of things, and there's no right answer or wrong answer. Some departments do it as a show of transparency to their community. Others do it because they want to take advantage of the evidentiary value of cameras. So the goals can vary, and understanding why it is you want to move forward with this technology for your chief is very important, because it can then direct the way you're going to plan and the way you're going to implement, because the goals will dictate the nature of the program. So that's the one piece of advice I would give to chiefs is, first of all, figure out why it is you want to do this.
Great. What do you think is the main factor that leads to success in sites?
You know, I think when I look at sites that have been successful and those that have been less successful, I think one of the stark differences, at least in my view, is the degree of planning that an agency goes through before putting cameras on the street. Buying the cameras and slapping them on officers' uniforms and sending them out on the street, that's all very, very easy. The hard part is the planning on the front end and then managing the program on the back end. And departments that are successful are those that on the front end are very deliberate, do their homework. They're collaborative in terms of who they bring in to the planning process. That would include relevant units within the agency, such as the union, the records division, internal affairs, as well as those who are outside of the department. You know, folks in the prosecutor's office or in a city council or community groups. So those that are successful, in my view, take their time on the front end. And then as part of that kind of deliberate, comprehensive planning process, they're ready for things that happen on the back end after officers are wearing cameras. They're prepared for the things that might come up, such as challenges with infrastructure or bandwidth or data storage, the cost of data storage, staffing for managing the program. So the departments that have been, like I said, collaborative and comprehensive in their planning can handle those issues because they've thought about it ahead of time.
Thank you for listening to this BWC TTA lead feature. To hear from the other TTA leads or learn more about the program, visit our website at bwctta.com.